I want to call your attention to some scripture found in the book of Judges. If you have your Bibles today, I would encourage you to turn there and read with me in Judges chapter 20, beginning with verse 41. And we're going to read a few verses here concerning some things that happened among the tribe of Benjamin, among the Benjamites. Judges chapter 20, beginning with verse 41. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about and chased them and trode them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gittim, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city, as the beast and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities that they came to. And I chose to read those scriptures today because it speaks about the thought that God has placed upon my heart this morning. And the only point from those particular scriptures today that I really wanted to make mention of is that 25,000 men falling in a day. 25,000 in a day. I want to talk to you today about death. And I want to use the title today, A Tragic Death. And I want to explain to you in that what I believe that a tragic death is. But certainly I want to, for a moment here, I want to remind you again today of some of the plain teachings in the scriptures concerning this thing called death. We're all familiar with it. And we're all very familiar with the scriptures, many of the scriptures that we find concerning death. No doubt, you know, through the years, those of you especially that have grown up in church and have been accustomed to hearing men preach through the years, some of these scriptures that I want to bring before your attention today, you've probably heard these as much as you have anything in the Bible. But, you know, death is something that we have knowledge of. Solomon declared that very plainly, and you'll find that recorded in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. Solomon simply said, "The living know that they shall die." And so when death occurs around us, it's not something that we're unaware of. We're aware that it exists. We're aware that it happens. And we also know that there's nobody that's immune from that. And I remember reading one time, Brother J.M. Pendleton wrote in his book on Christian doctrines, and he said of all the benefits that accompany salvation, escape from natural death is not among them. And that's true, isn't it? When we are saved by God's grace, it doesn't give us any type of immunity to natural death. We still face that. But we have, I believe, in the world today, and even oftentimes among us as the people of God, I believe our society seems to be geared toward death becoming a reality to us, or perhaps us being reminded of that when we see things happen that we consider to be great tragic events. And certainly we have witnessed that this week in parts of the world. I'm sure that most all of you, if not all of you, have had your TVs on this week, and you've been watching the news footage, and you've been watching the things that happened in Japan and other places, and it seems like that we hear of these things more and more frequently all the time. And it seems like that every time that you turn around, there's some place fire is burning up the land, or there's massive earthquakes, and there's tsunamis, and there's tornadoes, and people's lives are being greatly disrupted by these things and greatly changed by these things. And, it has been happening. People have been dying at times in large numbers for many, many, many years. It's nothing new. It's been happening. And I wanted to, in reading what I read to you today from Judges chapter 20, to share that with you, that many years ago, among the Benjamites, there was a day and an occasion due to war that 25,000 fell in one day. But it seems like that when those things happen, and the point that I would like to make today is, it seems like that when those things happen, when something that we consider a great tragedy happens, then it seems that it causes people to suddenly realize that people are dying. And oftentimes it's in those tragedies and things like that it seems to prompt prayer. But, we need to be praying all the time. And we need to be praying every day, because I assure you that people are dying every day. Every day. And I want to share with you just a few things and a few events, even things that we don't find recorded in the scriptures, that will show, how that these things have been happening for many, many years. But I want to go back, first of all, to the very origin of death among the human race. And the Bible tells us very plainly why that it brought about, why that it came about, why that we do die. And, God, when He created man, He gave him a law that he was to keep. And that law was simple. That law was not obscure. It was not hard at all to understand. It simply involved the fruit from a certain tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God told them that of Adam and Eve there, that of all of the trees of the Garden of Eden there, that they were allowed to eat. But he said this one tree, and he gave him one law. And he said this one tree that's there in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you are not to eat of that. And in the day that you do, you will surely die. Now we all have heard this many times, and I believe it to be true. I believe it to be sound teaching. I believe that Adam did die in that very day that he transgressed that law. He did become spiritually separated from God. And we need to understand death, because I'm afraid a lot of times that people don't really understand what it means to die and don't really understand what death actually is. And death, human death, is not the end of people. It's a separation. That's what death is. It's a separation. Our natural death, when our natural death takes place, it will be the separation of the spirit from the body. That's what it is. If you look in James chapter 2, verse 26, that's exactly what that scripture will tell you. As the body without the spirit is dead. That's what death is. To be spiritually dead, the way that the Apostle Paul was talking about in Ephesians chapter 2, when he said, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin." There he was talking about being spiritually dead, and he's still talking about separation. To be spiritually dead is to be lost and separated from God. If you are here today and you have never been saved by God's grace, you've reached that point in your life where God has made you to realize that you're lost and you've not been saved, you've not been born again by the Spirit of God, I want you to understand today that your condition spiritually is that you are separated from God. You're not His child. And you need to be. And you need to seek to become that. And so death is a separation. But when God created us, He created an eternal being. Folks, I'm telling you today, man is an eternal being. We are. There's the outward man and there's the inward man. And yes, the outward man's going to perish. And the outward man is perishing day by day. But the inward man continues to exist for eternity. And that's exactly what we are, is we are an eternal bound people. I preach today. And when I preach every time that I preach and stand before people and preach, I realize that I'm preaching to an eternal bound people. We're all going to leave time and we're going to enter eternity one of these days. And the door whereby we do that is through death. We die. Our spirit leaves the body and we are separated from the body by death. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, no doubt another verse of scripture that you have heard many times. It tells us that wherefore as by one man, and that is going back and having reference to the very thing that happened there in the garden when Adam transgressed the law of God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All have sinned. And there's no escape, and God is no respecter of persons in that. And Solomon the wise man once said that there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and in that war there is no discharge. Listen, folks, death is the most powerful enemy that man has ever faced. We cannot defeat it. We cannot defeat it. But God can make it possible for it not to harm us. And I thank Him for that today. There's no discharge in that war. Folks, I want you to know something. Don't ever let anybody, the wise man Solomon was exactly right. Don't ever let anybody deceive you in this. When God comes calling in that hour, you're going to answer. That's exactly what Job said. That's how plainly that he put it in Job chapter 14, verse 15. He simply said, "Thou shalt call and I will answer thee." And when God comes calling, when he calls us into death, we're going to answer that because just like Solomon said, there is no man that has power over the spirit. If you are going to beat death, you would have to have the power to retain your spirit. You'd have to have the power to keep it in your body. You would have to have the power to keep your spirit from separating from your body. And Solomon said, there is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit. I realize every day that myself and that those that I know and love in this life are subject to this thing called death every day. I realize that it's in God's hands to give life, and it's in His hands to take it away. And when Job heard of the death, even of his own children, that's the way that he was able to accept what had happened. When they came to him and they told him about how that all of his, he had lost all of his riches, and how that all of his livestock had been killed and taken and all these things, and that even his sons and daughters had lost their life, Job worshiped the Lord and he said, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And you know, he was right. He was exactly right. I realize today, as I stand before you, I realize that when I woke this morning, it was because God allowed me to. It was just like the psalmist David once said. He said, "I laid me down and slept, and I woke, for the Lord sustained me." That's the only reason that we're able to be here today and be up walking around, and that's the only reason that we haven't entered into the region of death ourselves. It's not because we're healthy or any of those things. Ultimately, it's because God gives us breath and life and allows us to continue as long as He would have us to. And when God comes calling, then we'll come answering the call. When the RMS Titanic set sail, I wrote down just a few historical facts. There were 2,223 people on board, but the ship sank. And when it did, of those 2,223 people, 1,517 of those people died. 706 people, according to history, survived. The attack on Pearl Harbor. 2,350 deaths, 68 of them being civilians. The bubonic plague. I'm sure that all of you learned about that when you were in school. I remember reading about that and hearing about that when I was in school. In just under 5 years, there was an estimated 25 million deaths from that plague. You see, people have been dying even in mass numbers and in different times for many, many years. It's nothing brand new, is it? Folks, what I'm trying to tell you today, and the point that I'm trying to make today, is that one way or another, we're going to die, because the Bible says that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And I want you to know something today, that if you're here today and you're lost and in sins, you are in no condition to die. You're in no shape to die. You're not ready for death if you're not saved. I don't suppose the world has ever seen anything more phenomenal in this way than the flood. I don't know how many people lived on the earth when the flood came. The Bible doesn't tell me that. But I do know that there were people on the earth when the flood came. And it was such a massive event. There was so much water that when the flood came, there were eight people that entered into the ark. And I mean, you think about that, that there was a time on earth when God sent that flood and it destroyed all but eight people. Eight people from the face of the earth. And they had to begin on the other side of the flood. They had to begin again to reproduce and to replenish the earth. Eight people. Today, and we see oftentimes, and this has bothered me for a while, and I want to confess before you today that it's been a burden in my soul for a while, because it seems like that when there's not something like that that's happening, when we don't hear of a huge tragic event that's taking place, it seems like that we have a tendency to forget the fact that people are still dying. Folks, listen, across this world today, across this globe today, the death toll is going to reach thousands upon thousands of people, and they're not going to necessarily die from an earthquake. They're not going to necessarily die from a tsunami. They're not going to necessarily die from tornadoes or these other furious things of nature that are at times unleashed. Many of them will die today in automobile accidents. Many of them will die today lying in their bed, but you can rest assured that death never takes a holiday, and there will be people that will die all across the world today. And listen, we may oftentimes we may look at these tragic events and we may say, what a tragic death. But friend, let me tell you something today. However that you die, whether you die in some type of accident, whether you die in some type of furious result of nature, however that you leave this world, if you're lying in your bed when you leave this world, however that your body faces death, the result is exactly the same. Your spirit and your body will be separated. There are people that are living. No thought of the sudden thing that's going to come upon them. There are people that are living, and then suddenly, perhaps something like an earthquake or tornado does strike, and they lose their life. But you know what? And we've all heard of these events. You know what? So often, there's things like that, or there's nothing like that is happening, is what I'm trying to say. So often, nothing like that is happening. Sometimes people just, they're breathing one minute and they're gone the next, aren't they? I mean, with no, they had no apparent health problem. There didn't seem to be any thing that would cause them to think whatsoever that was going to come upon them. And it does, folks. Listen, I'm trying to tell you this today. If you are here and you're lost and separated from God, There's only one breath that separates you from eternal damnation, separated from the presence of God forever and forevermore. You're only a single breath away from an eternity in a devil's hell if you're not saved today. If you're lost and separated from God, that's how frail that your life truly is. And you need to take advantage of the day. You need to take advantage of your opportunity right now. And you need to turn to God. And you need to seek Him. And you need to be saved, because people are going to die today. They're going to die today. Will it be you? Will it be someone else? Well, only God knows that. But people are dying every day that we live. So I'm going to tell you today what I believe a tragic death is. You see, we look at things oftentimes in nothing more than the natural sense. You know, and I understand, and I certainly don't mean to make light of anything today. That's not my point at all. I know there are tragedies that happen, and I certainly don't mean to make light of any of those things. I realize that there are people that have phobias of things. I realize there are people that have those phobias and can't keep them, but I've always had, it seems like I've always had a way of looking at things. I've always had the thought that, you know, whether I die in an airplane or whether I die in a car just never seem to make a whole lot of difference to me, because the end result is the same either way. It's the same either way. You know, whether I die accidentally or whether I die of natural causes, I don't spend much time thinking about that, to be honest with you, because it really doesn't make much difference, because the end result is the same either way. My spirit and my body will separate one day from one another, because I'm going to meet my appointment with death. God's going to call, and I'm going to answer Him no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation. Friends, that's the way it's going to be. And I made my preparations. I'm talking about my spiritual preparations. I made my preparations for that a long time ago. And I don't have a thing in the world to worry about, because I know that I was blind and I went to the Lord seeking Him. And now I know that I see. I know that I've been saved by God's grace. And I know that because of that, that it secured my soul for all of eternity. And the body, one way or another, is going to die. It's going to die, folks. It's going to die. Whether it's in some type of phenomenal event of nature with thousands of other people, or whether it's by myself laying peacefully in a bed somewhere, or whether I'm by myself in a car, or whether I fall from the sky in an airplane with 250 other people, or however that it happens, the bottom line is, we know that it will, don't we? Don't we, Brother Wheat? We know that it's coming, because the living know that they shall die. And I'm persuaded today that you that are here that are lost, that you know that death is coming to you. If it finds you unprepared, if it finds you lost and in your sins, that is a tragic death. That's a tragic death. A tragic death is not based upon the way the body dies. It's based upon the condition of the soul at the time that it dies. That's what a tragic death can be. Those that those that have been saved by the grace of God. Folks, let me tell you something today. Isn't this wonderful? Those that have been saved by the grace of God, and I'm not, hopefully won't get too grotesque here, but those that have been saved, it doesn't make much difference how we die, does it? I mean, if we are simply lying in our bed somewhere, or if we end up with our body mangled, either way, we're going home to be with God, aren't we? I mean, folks, we can't lose, can we? Listen, you need to seek God today and you need to be saved, because once you know Him, once that you've been saved and your soul has been made eternally secure, there's nothing death can do to harm you. It can't harm you, friends. You don't have to be afraid of it anymore. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Once that account is settled with God, you're in good shape. You're in good shape. And we're not going to get to choose anyway. We're not going to get to choose. I remember one time several years ago, I was talking to the Lord. I was trying to pray. And I remember, and I don't know why it came up on my heart so strong the way that it did, but I remember in that prayer telling the Lord, just take me. However that you feel you can get the most honor and the most glory. It's up to Him anyway, isn't it? It's up to the Lord anyway. I guess if I had my preference, if I got my way, I'd just soon be standing right here preaching the gospel when God called me home. That'd suit me just fine. But it may not be that way. But however it comes, folks, I'm okay. And those that have been saved are all okay, but you're not okay if you're not saved. And you're looking at a tragic death, because the Bible tells me that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints, but it also tells me that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So I'd like for us to have a song, and I'd like to extend an invitation to anybody that's here today that's not saved, because death is on the trail of every one of us. It may come today, it may come tomorrow. That's just something that we don't know. But God, in the full knowledge of that, said today is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. While we stand and sing.